Hello, Legacy Builders. Welcome back to another show. I'm so excited to be back with you and with another amazing guest and conversation. As you know, I'm your host, Ilona LaPari. I help businesses scale their purpose and profits. And today I have the amazing honor to have another purpose-driven entrepreneur with us today, Liam Naden. And Liam is a speaker, teacher, writer, and researcher at Liam Naden event. He actually went from millionaire to homeless before discovering the true reason we succeeded or failed in life, how we use our brain. That's actually a very important topic for sure. He's also the creator of the four-part brain model and brain rebalancing, and the host of the what's the name of the show?
Let Yourself Off the Hook.
Let Yourself Off the Hook. I love it. So at the end of our conversation, we'll definitely mention that so everybody can go ahead and take a listen to all the amazing wisdom that I'm sure that you're also sharing in the show. But without further ado, Liam, thank you so much for being here. I'm very honored to have you, and also your amazing wisdom and expertise that you'll also get to share with our audience today. So thanks again for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ilona. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It is always a pleasure. And I love this topic because everything begins right here in that little computer, which is right, you know, on the sides of our forehead, so to speak. So how to rebalance our brain for success. My audience is full of ambitious, positively ambitious entrepreneurs and CEOs who are always evolving and growing. And I'm sure that we can get a lot of value from really understanding your own perspective and insight based on your unique experience, but also I'm sure the work that you've done with lots of people and your clients of how to actually rebalance our brain for success. So just start us off with that. What is it that we should know around this very important topic today?
Well, the first thing we should define is what your brain actually is, because you mentioned an interesting thing about it in your introduction. You said this little thing between our head, between our ears, but what we have at our disposal is actually the most powerful computer machine that exists. And that's not just me saying it. If you read any book about the brain, basically the conclusion is the brain is an infinitely powerful machine. It literally has the computing power of 500 trillion microprocessor computers. And the thing about the brain is, firstly, we don't understand we've never really thought about it, I guess, just how powerful the brain actually is. And it, as I say, it's the most powerful computer that exists. But the other thing we don't realize is what the brain actually does and what its purpose is. Because if I was to say to you, there's a machine over here, it's a 500 trillion supercomputer, microprocessor supercomputer, and it has only one purpose, and that purpose is to give you the best life possible. In other words, to make you the best that you can be, which means not only physically at your best, healthy, and try and keep you alive, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as well. In other words, this machine is designed to ensure that you are happy, fulfilled, doing all of the great things you want to do with your life, feeling like you have purpose, feeling like life is meaningful, doing exciting things, doing all of the things that you really love without the problems and stress. That is its biological function, is to ensure that you live your life to the highest level possible. So if I was to present you with a machine like that, you would say, I'm sure, well, teach me how to use it. That's all it's there for. I know I have access to this computer that can make my life amazing. Show me how to use it. And ultimately, that's all you need to do with your life if you want to see everything turn out for the very best, is just figure out how to use this infinite machine, this infinite computer that you have. And when you start to use it the right way, what you notice is your problems fall away, your life becomes a lot more fulfilling, and you achieve this thing that we're all looking for as entrepreneurs, which is success. Because success, on a biological and practical level, is nothing more than you being the best that you can be, you being happy. Science has a word for success, biological success, which is homeostasis, which means the perfect function of the organism. And you're here biologically to function perfectly, because the rest of nature functions perfectly. It's only humans who've sort of somehow we've messed things up because we've got problems in our life. The rest of nature doesn't live with problems. And the reason is it knows how to use this machine, or it automatically uses this machine the right way. So that's my purpose, is to help people understand it, because I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I've had 18 different businesses. But what I noticed is we have this entrepreneurial curse, if you like, which is we're always trying to strive to achieve more, and we're always pushing, chasing after success. But if we do that, two things. One is, or the main thing is we do when we're chasing and pushing after success, is we're not using our brain in the right way. We're not using this machine to harness its power to enable us to achieve success much more easily. And the other thing we do when we chase and push out or push after success and try and struggle and, you know, achieve more, if you like, in a really struggling sort of way, is we have problems in our life. And that used to be my life, full of stress, full of problems, and thinking, oh, well, problems are good for you. You know, you learn from problems. Overcoming obstacles is what it's all about. It's not what it's all about. You're here not to have problems. You're here to have a great life. That's what you're biologically not only designed for, it's your biological purpose for being here. And the brain is the key. When you understand this machine, it'll do the job for you. It's like that computer. It knows what to do, and it'll make sure you do the right things to get the right results.
Liam, I love this conversation, and everything is really, you know, perfect how it happens right in the universe, because I just had the same thought yesterday that's the thing. It's our brain is so powerful. However, I don't know if we have a talent for overcomplicating things in our lives as humans. I love that you said that when you kind of remove some of the way that we add complexity to our lives as humans and look at things as problems, and we get so overwhelmed, and obviously stories come up and all the things, the inner work that usually stems underneath, you know, the perception of the way that we look at the world. If we can just kind of remove ourselves and look at things like a simple process, and kind of, you know, just look at it very coldly sometimes, it goes to show you that a lot of the things that, we use to overcomplicate our lives are things that we can absolutely, I guess, stop doing once we are aware and conscious around those things. And I love that, just like with anything else, entrepreneurship, you know, skills that we now know are very important. We were never given manuals to be able to understand how to operate this, the little tiny thing that I started off with, but which is the master to a lot of the decisions we make and a lot of the actions that we take and the consequences and the choices that we actually have show up in our lives. So my next natural question is, now that we know we have such a powerful computer, I guess let's call it that, inside of us, which is our brain, now how do we start using it as a manual to simplify our lives and kind of overcome some of those perceptive problems that we call problems, and kind of remove a lot of those things and simplify the usage of our brain so that we can, you know, go after the things that we desire, since we're speaking about success today?
Sure. Well, I think it all starts with understanding, because even when what we've covered so far, talking about how powerful the brain is and what its purpose is, which is to make you the best that you can be, even that, very few of us have ever heard that before. I'd certainly never heard it. And I spent almost a lifetime or many years studying success, all sorts of going to all sorts of seminars and courses and reading books and doing, you know, programs about everything I could find about how to be successful, more successful in business and in life. And I learned all these techniques from spirituality and self-help about goal setting, gathering more and more information. That's the key. You've got to learn more. You know, you've got to read books endlessly. You've got to fill your mind with information. But nobody really taught me to understand who I am and how I fit in to this biological world, because we're out there busy trying to force things to happen. And we as entrepreneurs, that's another one of our curses. We're always trying to force things to happen. We have this idea that we have a goal and we can achieve it through determination, and there's nothing that can stop us from achieving our goal. All of that is quite unnatural, because we've never really stood back and thought, do I have a biological purpose? Do I have a biological nature? And, you know, that's really strange, because biology in this world controls everything. Because if you think you can achieve anything or overcome anything just through willpower or learning some technique or having some more information, it doesn't take you long before you realize that's simply not true. For instance, you can try and stop breathing. You can convince yourself, I'm going to hold my breath for 20 minutes. And you can meditate, you can pray, you can develop any mind technique you like. You can, you know, reprogram your subconscious mind. You can be motivated, you can change your beliefs, but you can't do it. Your biology overrides everything. And it's your biology that overrides success. And so you need to understand how to use biology to achieve success. It's a little bit like with an aeroplane. You know, man had tried for thousands of years to learn how to fly. And they worked out all of these complicated theories about, you know, having wings on their arms and jumping off cliffs and everything. But it was only when the Wright brothers came along and started to understand there's a law about how things fly, aerodynamics. And when they started to work with that law, they realized, firstly, you can't work without it. You'll never achieve anything without it. And secondly, when you understand it and use it, you actually get the instant results. It's not a struggle. It's actually, there's something there helping you. It's the way it's designed to be. And I keep making this point that you are biologically designed to be the best that you can be, because your biological nature, your biological purpose is to survive. And you are wired, like all of nature, to survive. And the greatest chance you have for surviving is when you're the best that you can be. And that's what your brain is designed to do, is to make you survive for as long as you can, using 500 trillion micro processes of computing power to give you the best life possible. That's all it's there to do. That's all your brain is designed to do. And all you need to do is to understand that it is a machine. That's its purpose. And your only purpose is to understand and use it the right way. And it's going to do its job. It's going to give you this great life. You know, an example of that is we can all think of whenever we have, how often have we ever had something happen like a coincidence or a really unexpected but positive event in our life? So something that we haven't had control over. We're busy working on a goal or struggling with something, and then someone comes along and gives us an idea, or we get an idea, something out of the blue, or we have this intuition. Where did that come from? It's not from your struggle and effort. It comes from your brain. You've actually been using it the right way to get that result. So this is the most fundamental thing, and this is what I teach, is understanding how your brain works. I'll give you another quick example. If someone was to say to you, what's a motor car? You'd say, well, it's just a machine. Well, what's it designed to do? Well, just simply get you from where you are to where you're supposed to go. What's complicated about that? That's what it's designed to do. And you know that it'll work. You know that it'll get you there reliably, predictably, comfortably. You don't need to struggle and worry about whether it's going to work. You know that it's just going to get you there, and you can enjoy the ride. However, you also know that your only job to make sure that the car gets you from where you are to where you want to go is you have to drive it the right way. You have to learn how to drive it firstly, and then you have to practice a bit till you're good at it, and then it just does its job for you. So you don't act like, for instance, a 10-year-old boy who comes along and says, can I take the car to a party tomorrow night, or not a party, to a friend's place? I don't know how to drive it, but just tell me in one quick word how to drive it, not to get me there. You know, you've got to learn how to do it. So that's the wonderful thing about the brain. If you start to understand how it works, and we can talk about the four parts that I share with people, how simply to understand how the brain works. But once you do, then you can start practicing using it the right way, and then you're going to get different results. You're going to get the results that the brain is designed to give you, which is this state of homeostasis, the optimal functioning of the organism. In other words, you having a great life without the stress and problems.
Yeah, powerful. Food for thought for sure. I never really heard of it spoken on the biology perspective as well, but that makes so much sense, right? When you kind of think about it as well. So I love hearing that. And that's definitely food for thought for our audience as well. So let's dive into those four ways that our brain works. You got us curious now. So what are those four ways that you have discovered?
Sure. And isn't it interesting you saying you've never heard about this biology side of things? And I spent decades going to all these seminars, doing all these things, and I'd never heard about nobody mentioned to me the biology either. And yet what's really weird is this thing that biology controls everything. It's like going to a workshop or reading a book about flying and nobody talks about gravity. You know, it just talks about you need to believe that you can fly and be motivated and all those things. You know, it's really weird. But anyway, what I've done is I've started to explore or create an understanding of how the brain works from a machine point of view, from a very practical and logical point of view. And that comes down to science. But the interesting thing is, you said earlier, we've never been given a manual on how to use our brain. We actually have. We've been given manuals throughout history, specific instruction manuals on how to use our brain, but we haven't realized what we've been listening to. We've interpreted in a different way because of all of the beliefs and conditionings and ideas that we've picked up in our life from everyone else telling us how success really works rather than listening to the truth. So here's the four-part brain model anyway to simply understand, because I know we haven't got a lot of time to talk about it. But essentially you have four parts to your brain. The first part is at the top of your head, and it has all sorts of scientific words. There's scientific words attached to all of this, but I call this your rational thinking brain. And what your rational thinking brain, the purpose of it is to take all of the information that you gather through your five senses and through all your thoughts and everything you're exposed to. It takes all of that information that you gather through every moment in your life and it stores it literally in a library or a database of your gathered information. And this is really valuable because it means you can label things, you can identify things, you can make sense of what's going on around you in the world. You can communicate with other people because we can create the same language and we all know what we're talking about. But this is all just a storehouse of the information you've picked up in your life. The second part of your brain, located just below your neocortex, your rational thinking brain, is what I call the emotional feeling brain. And this is pretty obvious. This is responsible for your feelings, for how you feel in any particular moment, whether it's good, bad, whatever emotion it is. The third part of your brain is at the back of your head, and it's what I call your survival brain. And again, it's pretty obvious, as the name suggests, what the survival brain is. But what this basically does is this manages everything about your moment-by-moment survival, things that you don't have to think about. So all of the automatic functions, if you like, in your body, which is, you know, your heart rate, your breathing, all the organs, everything that's keeping you functioning on a moment-by-moment basis without having to think about it, that's your survival brain. And there's one aspect of survival that this part of your brain manages on an automatic basis without you having to think about it, and that is how you deal with a threat or a danger to your survival, something that can come along unexpectedly that could harm you or even kill you. And if you think back to when the brain was first developed, formed, whatever, millions of years ago, we lived in a dangerous world, or they lived in a dangerous world. There were lots of threats to survival. You know, you're walking along a forest path, probably a lion behind every tree or a snake in the grass. So we developed this mechanism, if you like, inside our survival brain to have us react to any threat or danger that might come into our environment unexpectedly. And of course, we sometimes call that the fight-flight response. So what that literally is, the lion comes out from behind the tree, and what do? You react. You don't think. You run away, or you shout for help, or you fight, or you stand and prepare yourself to fight. These are all automatic reactions. So this is a very important part of our survival, and it's all managed automatically by our survival brain. But there's a fourth part of your brain, because remember, when we talk about the state of homeostasis, the optimum functioning of the organism, your purpose, being the best that you can be so that you have the greatest chance for survival, what state are you actually in when you are being the best that you can be and therefore extending your life as long as possible? Well, what's happening is you're activating what I call the creative brain. And this is located right in the dead center of your head. It's a physical location. So what happens when you're being the best that you can be? As the word suggests, you're being creative. You're coming up with great ideas. You have imagination. You have intuition. You have gut feelings and hunches about things. A little voice in your head that says you should do this or you shouldn't do that. And you act on it. You do the right things. You have this wisdom. You live in this flow of life where things are going really well. You're making the right decisions. You avoid problems. You avoid creating problems because you don't do those things that we all do when we're not listening to this voice, which is, oh, I think maybe I should do that or I shouldn't do that, but I'm going to not listen to that voice. I'm going to make it happen. And what happens? You end up with problems and stress, and you turn around and say, why did I do that? I never should have done that. We do this in business. We do this in our personal life. So when you're in the state that's being, when you're using your creative brain, you are literally in homeostasis, being the best that you can be. And this has got all your problem-solving abilities. This has all got all your motivation, your excitement for life. You see the possibilities. You see the opportunities. And this state has been described by great achievers all throughout history. And they've given it words like being in the flow, being in the zone. And they acknowledge that it comes from a place that's not from their thoughts. It's not from their efforts and struggle. It's as if something else, there's this power or energy, if you like, that takes over and gives them the ideas or gives them the energy to follow through on the right thing. You know, sports people talk about this peak performance state where they're putting an effort, but there's something else that's leading to levels of performance that they didn't even know they had. And artists, musicians, you know, composers, I've seen quite a few interviews with composers, dead and alive, if you like, who've said, when they've been asked, how did you write that music? Where did that song come from? Where did that idea come from? And they all say, I don't know. It just came to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I just heard it and I wrote it down. This is all your creative brain at work. And the way you're supposed to live, to be the best that you can be, biologically, you are designed and wired to live in this state all of the time, this state of homeostasis, activating all of these good things that are making all of the good things happen in your life. However, there's only one time when you're not supposed to be like that, when you're not supposed to be being the best that you can be and everything's flowing and going well and you're being creative and you're living a life of purpose and knowing that what you're doing is exactly the right thing for what you should be doing. There's only one time you're not supposed to be like that. And that's when a lion runs out from behind the forest or from behind the tree. And what happens in your brain, what happens biologically, is your brain sends a signal to tell you to shut down your creative brain and activate your fight-flight response, your survival state, your survival brain. So what literally happens is that your brain is preparing you to deal with a threat or a danger. And the way it does that, it's like a switch. And the way it does that is through feelings. So what happens inside your brain is that this actually happens in your emotional brain. When your emotional brain, which is constantly scanning your environment to decide whether it's safe or dangerous for you, and it tells you whether your environment is safe or dangerous in the form of feelings. So when it says everything's good, everything's fine, your world is great, it sends you down chemicals to make you feel good, and you feel loving and happy and excited and fulfilled, and you live in your natural creative state using your creative brain. However, if it sees a danger, it sends another chemical down which makes you feel fear. Fear, stress, worry, anxiety, all of those feelings are a biological signal from your brain saying there's something in your environment that I've interpreted as a threat to your survival. And when you feel that fear, it puts you in survival state and you react to that situation. But in that state, whenever you feel fear, stress, worry, or anxiety, you are in the state of very limited awareness, and all of your problem-solving ability, all of your knowledge, your intuition, your creativity, all of the knowledge about what you should be doing in your life, what your goals should be, they're all shut off. All of that knowledge and information and resource is blocked off from you because your brain thinks it's just got to react against a threat or a danger. So we can see the problem here. Most people, nearly everybody, but most people, they're using their brain the wrong way, because what they're doing, they're feeling fear, stress, worry, anxiety, anger, tension, frustration, and they're trying to create their life in that state. And they say to themselves, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. What should my goals be? I need to read another book. I need to sit down and force things to happen. But it's a bit like asking a 15-year-old boy who's only good at fighting or running away what your life should be about. That part of your brain doesn't know. It's not designed to know. All of that, those answers about what you should be doing and how to achieve them, they're in your creative brain, but you don't have access to them. So you need to find a way to access that creative part of your brain and stop the fear, stress, and worry, which is activating the wrong part of your brain. Because when you do, everything changes. And this is the way it works biologically. And people say, well, that's all very well. You mean just getting rid of my fear, stress, and worries? I can't do that because I've got so many problems in the world, in my life. We can talk about how to do it because this is the basis of my coaching, because it doesn't matter what the justification for fear, worry, stress, and anxiety are in your life. When you understand that that pure emotion puts you in the wrong brain state and blocks you from ever getting all of the things you really want, then you make it your focus to say, how can I stop my brain from putting me into this fear state, this worry, stress, and anxiety state, so I can literally allow it to get on with its job and make my life the best it's supposed to be and get rid of all of my problems as part of that.
Yeah. Well, Liam, thank you so much for this amazing information, the level of awareness, right? Because when we hear it said, you know, and articulated in such a simple way, then we could see where we're using lots of our survival brain to make even high-level decisions. And no wonder then, obviously, the consequences of that lead into that. And of course, everybody that's listening to this, including myself, is always thinking of how do I get to access to the other part of the brain where we access more of our creativity and the natural flow and the ways that we can tend to problem solve. So I'm sure for all of that, you've created amazing resources. So where is it that the audience can continue this conversation with you or come into your world and find out more information around all the amazing work that you're doing? Where is it that we can send them today?
Well, the first thing they need to do really is go to either my home website, which is liamnaden.com, or another special website I've created called letyourselfoffthehook.com. On there, I've got a special webinar, and it's a free webinar, but in it, I go into a lot more detail about how your brain works in a simple way. And more importantly, when you understand this idea and how it's biologically accurate, I also provide some really good ideas and tools on how you can start this rebalancing of your brain and stop using this fear-based brain and start using your creative brain, so you can start to see some really miraculous, or if you like, good things happen in your life. Because what often happens is when you start this process, something shows up in your life unexpectedly that's good. It might be a new idea you get or a new opportunity you see or a person who comes into your life, and you go, wow, there's something else really at work here. This is my brain doing its job. And when you get a taste for it, that's when you start to, when you see some results, that when you start to really get the new habit of using your brain the right way. And that's when your life, you know, it happened for me, and it's happened for many others whom I've helped, you really create a transformation in your life without trying to sound too dramatic. So this webinar, that letyourselfoffthehook.com, if people are watching or listening, they might like to just go there now. You know, take action, do it right now, sign up and have a look at this stuff, because this is fundamental. This is the stuff you've never been taught in all the seminars and all the books about, you know, self-help and peak performance and setting goals and all of those things. But it's the key. It's the foundation of everything.
Yeah. And we love a good foundation here for sure. So I definitely would encourage all the listeners to go check out Liam's generous offer and resource that he has for you. I agree. I mean, it's the thing that is right there. So the more we learn about how our brain works and how to intentionally direct it towards the right things that we're looking to do and achieve, absolutely will give us the results and the productivity that most of us are looking for as well. So, and Liam, where is your show, the name of your show, and where is your show hosted as well?
Yeah, my own podcast is called Let Yourself Off the Hook, because that's what you need to do. You need to stop trying to force your life to work and set goals with all this struggle and stress, because that's activating the wrong part of your brain. When you let yourself off the hook, you literally activate this other part of your brain, and that's going to take you down the fastest, the easiest path to you being the best that you can be. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Liam, I want to thank you for the service that you are doing to the world with teaching and increasing people's awareness and literally transforming their lives, because I know firsthand how information and implementation can absolutely drive people, give people the right results, but then it transforms all the rest of the areas of our lives. So thank you so much for the work that you're doing out there in the world. Thank you for coming in today and sharing your time with us, which is such a valuable resource, and all the amazing wisdom that you did. And I want to thank you for always watching, supporting, and sharing the show by not forgetting to subscribe, reviewing it, and of course, sharing it with other amazing entrepreneurs, just like Liam today, so that we can have high-level conversations, but most importantly, connect to one another. There's so much wisdom in the world. I've always appreciated that. We all have different experiences and ways that we look at the world. And the more we could share, the more we can help one another out with our levels of awareness, and based on where you are in the journey, connect that right dot for you. So I hope that this episode did the same for you. We also still have a few speaker spots available. So reach out after the show if you're interested in learning more. And again, I want to thank you for your time and attention today. And I'll see you next time with another show, another guest. Bye, everybody. Are you experiencing these two main gaps in your company and your business? Inconsistent cash flow and clients, and also scalability issues. Maybe you've reached your maximum capacity with your current business model and the way that you're operating your business now, and you are really experiencing burnout and no time freedom in your business, but you're not sure what to do to be able to scale your company to the next level, so that your company also becomes an independent asset outside of you, so that it can become an asset if maybe later you would like to sell your company or build a legacy company that really does more good in the world. For my dear podcast listeners, I'm offering a free 30-minute discovery call where I will intentively listen to what is it that you've built in your company thus far, and then offer my insight around some of the gaps that I can hear from the main gaps that we talked about at the beginning of this conversation that you might be experiencing. And I would love to offer some insight around my experience on what might some of those gaps be, and ways to further support you in the future of the scaling of your purpose and profit, so that absolutely you can do more good in the world and your company can be independent of its founder and owner and become an asset that also creates amazing momentum out there in the world. For a limited time, I would love to offer my 30-minute time on my calendar for a free discovery call. You can just grab a time on the QSR code right here on the left-hand side of the screen and grab a time so we can further connect. Again, thank you so much for being loyal listeners to the podcast and also for always supporting the show. I'll see you with another episode and another amazing conversation.